you want to make a prank phone call?
Ooh, prank phone call.
Most Tavern, Mo speaking.
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend. Last name Keybum, first name Lee.
Yeah, hang on, I'll check. Hey, guys, do I got a Lee Keybum? Come on, look at the stools. Is there a Lee Keybum? Somebody check the rear. I know I got a Lee Keybum.
Then you probably shouldn't be handling food.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That's the coolest thing ever. Hey, I want to try.
Okay.
Mo's Tavern.
Hello, Mo. Your sister's being raped. Is that one?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 This gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Welcome to the show. On today's show, we're going to trick Petco employees into killing their entire kitten and puppy supply. This is an idea that Gloria emailed to me, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be really funny. Today's show is sponsored by Gizmo. Gizmo is going to be fully responsible for all of the kittens and puppies that we kill on the show today. So thank you, Gizmo, for allowing us to continue killing puppies and kittens. Your support really means a lot, and I sincerely appreciate the support you've given us to kill kittens and puppies. Thanks, Gizmo. I have some really exciting news besides the kittens and puppies thing. My PLA latch hook kit is done. Utah Kurt sent me a latch hook kit. If you don't know what latch hook is, just think cross stitch or knitting or something. Yeah, I think it was like a week ago. It was 3 a.m. on a Saturday night, and I was sitting here doing my latch hook kit and thinking to myself, you know, what has my life become? So thank you, Utah Kurt, for causing me to have those thoughts. But there's a latch hook of a PLA bell symbol, and I'm going to put it in the show notes as the picture for this episode. It's pretty exciting. The only thing is now that I have no idea what the hell to do with it. I mean, it looks neat, but what am I going to do with it? Maybe I'll go hang it up in front of a downtown business or something and see how long it lasts. I don't know. Maybe I'll use it as a bathroom mat around the toilet, and it'll get pee all over it. In other exciting PLA news, Lucky 225 now has a PLA-themed Capital One Platinum card. His bank lets him customize his card with a photo on the front of the card, and he picked the stained glass window PLA thing. And I guess he tried several PLA designs, and they kept rejecting them for some reason. I don't know why. But he finally got one that works, and now he carries a PLA-themed Capital One card in his wallet. He posted the entire image of the card on Facebook, though, by the way, and, you know, I wrote down the credit card number, and I'm going to use that number to order me something nice as soon as the show's over. So thank you for that, Lucky. I appreciate it. I think everybody listening should check and see if their bank will let them do customized cards, debit cards and credit cards, and make one that's PLA-themed. I'll try to remember in the show notes to link to the PLA logo so you can put it on something wacky and send me pictures of it. I used to have a Wells Fargo card with a PLA symbol in the corner of it. I think I gave that to a Patreon person or something because, you know, the account wasn't good anymore. I didn't give them my card to spend. It was an old card. I canceled my account. But that's our new thing. The PLA logo on everything. All your bank cards. Everything. So everyone go look at the show notes. Download the image and do that. And you'll win the prize. One more piece of really important news is that everyone is really pissed off about the Simpsons rape joke that I played on the beginning of the show. For some reason, I don't get it.
Mo's Tavern.
Hello, Mo. Your sister's being raped.
I watched this episode last night. I thought that was the funniest part of the show, but apparently a lot of people don't agree. In one of these articles, some guy named Tim Winter from the Parents Television Council Advocacy Group tells the Associated Press, "I was blown out of my shoes when I saw the scene with the rape joke in it. It really troubled me," says the guy watching Family Guy. Oh my gosh, I just got the most amazing idea. Let's call up Tim Winters and say, Tim, your sister's being raped. Aw, man, I just tried to look up his number and I can't find it. It's just not listed. Oh well. Would have been hilarious. That's the only exciting news to come out of my Google feed this week, regarding prank calls. So thank you for that, Family Guy Simpsons crossover episode. Oh yeah, one last thing. A lot of people asked me about two shows ago, not the Saturday Night Show, but the other show from last week, where I told those people to hang up their phones and they completely defied me. Those two people on the show, the Ohio guy and the Alabama lady, they were both in it for the long haul. The lady, she hung up after 6 or 7 hours. And stupidly, I didn't leave a recording running on my computer, so I couldn't hear if she came on and said hello or insulted me or anything. But I came back, later in the evening, 6 or 7 hours had passed, and she was gone. She hung up. So 6 or 7 hours, holy crap, she stayed on her phone just to defy me. No reason. She didn't even suspect fraud. She just wanted to show me that she didn't have to do what I tell her to do, I guess. And then the Ohio guy, he's the one that thought there was some sort of fraud happening. And, as soon as he hangs up his phone, he's going to get a $30,000 long-distance call charge or something. I don't know what he thought was going to happen. But he was gone in the morning. He stayed on his phone all night. I think he was at work, and he just left his phone there, I guess. I don't know for sure. But he left it on, and when I went to bed that night, he was still on the phone. He wasn't there. Neither of them were responding, but his phone was still connected to mine because he did not want to hang up. And that one was like 9 or 10 or 11 hours after I called him. And in the morning, he was gone. I don't know if he decided to hang up or if the call just died. The connection just dropped on his cell phone or on my Asterix or whatever. What I'm hoping happened, though, is that he left his cell phone on long enough connected that it overheated and burned down the office building that he was in. And he lost everything. Maybe it was in his home, and his wife and children died. That's what I'm gonna just assume happened. So rest in peace, Ohio guy. I feel terrible about your house and your kids and stuff. Really sorry about that. He's probably dead too, though, so it doesn't matter. I've been meaning to start up a new segment on the show on how to kill people via the telephone. So if we can get confirmation on this guy's death, then I'm definitely going to include that in the list. I have some leftover numbers from the haircut customers from the Saturday Night Show. For some reason, they wouldn't pick up their phones, at 2 in the morning and stuff when I was calling last time. So I don't know, maybe they're daytime people. Maybe they'll pick up if I call them right now. So let's give that a try.
Hello.
Hello, Chris?
Yes.
Hey, this is Jerry from the haircut place. You got your haircut on Saturday?
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that we sold your hair to the Chinese government.
Okay.
And, you get a cut of that, and you get 40%, so you get $2.30 the next time you come in.
Okay.
Yep, but just so you know...
Is it serious?
I'm sorry?
Is this serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. Yeah, we sold your hair to the Chinese government.
This is extremely weird.
Why do you say that?
Why would you sell my hair to the Chinese government?
Oh, it's just a program we have to save money. We sell your hair, your name, your phone number, and anything else in the computer to the Chinese government.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so no big deal. Nothing to worry about. Just
not at all. Just give my Social Security, too, right?
Well, we don't have that. We did send we sent the last 4 of your credit card number, though, to them.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
But just the last 4, so there's not going to be any fraud. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay. Oh, okay. Who is this, really?
My name is Gary from... I'm not kidding. There's a credit in the computer for you. Next time you come in, you'll get your $2.30.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Hello?
Hello, Corey?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Richard from the haircut place. You got your haircut here on Saturday?
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're selling your hair to the Chinese government. Like, all the clippings.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be selling that to the Chinese government.
Why?
Just so you know. It's just it's a way to save money. We get money for it, and it helps us save money and give you haircuts for cheaper.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm required by law to let everyone know that we're selling their hair to the Chinese government.
Why would you sell hair to them?
It's so we can make extra money here at the haircut place.
So they can have, like, DNA and, like genes and stuff like that?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what they do with it. Like, they don't tell us. They're just interested in buying hair.
Weird.
So I'm not too sure what they're doing. They could be building a army of, you know, clones for all I know. But I'm just saying, we sold yours to the Chinese government. It's to save money.
Well, let's hope they don't have some crazy, like, as long as I don't have to pay child support, I'm fine.
No guarantees.
Yeah, so this is very odd phone call.
It's odd that I'm letting you know? Would you rather me not say anything?
It's just odd. It's just really odd.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure you were the...
Yeah, like, yeah, positive, yeah.
Sure this isn't like ISIS or some shit? Like,
that's very rude of you. I don't appreciate the accusation.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
It's just really odd. Chinese, working with the, you know, Chinese like that.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, you know, we work well together. We've been doing this for years. Their military just wants to buy it for some reason. Not sure really why.
Yeah. Well, this is the first I've got my hair cut at Great Clothes many times. I've never been told. But I'll look it all up. See what's going on,
because
it's really weird.
Yeah, well, they just passed a law where we have to tell everyone now.
That's pretty just weird.
Yeah, yeah, we never had to tell anyone before, but now they're making us tell everyone. Ever since the incident.
What incident?
You know, in the news, all that stuff.
No.
With the government and the cloning. Yeah, you should keep up with current events better, I guess.
Yeah, I should probably, you know, keep up with the news a little better.
Yeah, you can learn about the ISIS over there in China.
Yeah, it's not in China, but it's actually all over the world, so...
Oh, okay. Silly me. Okay, well, have a nice day.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for contributing to the end of the world, and...
You're welcome. Thank you for shopping at... That guy is contributing to the end of the world more than I am, because it's his hair, it's not my hair. I'm not selling my hair to the Chinese. It's his hair. When there's a big army of Corys coming to attack America, that's not going to be my fault. Hello, is this Josh?
This is him.
Hey Josh, this is Roy from...
Uh-huh.
And you had your hair cut here on Saturday?
Okay.
I just needed to let you know we are required by law now to let you know that we sold your hair to the Chinese government. And, you know, the hair clippings and stuff that you left behind.
Okay.
So, we've sold those to the Chinese government.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not a problem or anything. We're just required to tell you now. Those dumb laws, you know.
Is that it?
Yep, that's all. He hung up on me.
Hello.
Hey, Josh. You forgot to say goodbye to me. You just hung up.
I don't have anything to say to you, man.
Oh, well, you're supposed to say goodbye. That's how you're supposed to end a phone call.
I don't need you to... If you don't call me, you don't have to worry about it.
That's proper phone etiquette. God damn it. You need to say goodbye. Oh, he didn't do it again. What an asshole. Okay, I guess that's it. There's no more to call. I've called all of them, and when they didn't answer, I just deleted their number. I'm giving up quickly this time. Not going to hold on for weeks like I usually do. So that's it. I've got exciting news if you're a stalker or an identity thief or something like that. I've discovered a new nationwide database of phone numbers that anybody can use, and it's called Great Clips. I happened to notice recently that you can call up a Great Clips and trick them into putting a phone number into their computer, and it'll pull up all the names associated with that number of people who have come in to get haircuts. And everybody goes to a great clips at some point in their life, and their name and number just kind of sit in the computer after that. But the cool thing is that you don't have to call the great clips that you went to. You can call just great clips in the area, and any of them can pull up your number. And I know this isn't an amazing discovery or anything. People have known that you can do this for forever, you know, since great clips got computers. But the cool part of it is that you don't have to call their local great clips. You can call locations far away from where the people live, and they'll have their information in the computer. So here is a demonstration of me getting my own name from my own phone number from a great clips, which is 30 miles away from me.
Good morning. Thank you for calling great clips. This is Kathy. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Chuck from the corporate office with great clips.
Yes, honey.
Hi, were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like we haven't received any of the check-ins from today.
You're not getting the check-ins that have come in?
Yeah, we usually receive the check-ins as they come in, and we haven't received any since yesterday from your location.
Oh, we're doing people. This is some guy from corporate. He said that our computer isn't showing that we've checked anybody in this morning.
Oh, okay.
You talk to the guy. I got you.
Hi, this is Allison.
Hello, Allison. I'm Chuck from the corporate office.
Yeah.
And were you having computer issues today, or?
No, we haven't. We've been doing customers. So we have 8 served today.
Okay. Yeah, we just...
And it shows that we've collected money and everything. So should I call ICS?
Maybe. The IT department, they want me to just check and make sure and see if you're having problems. But as far as you can tell, you're not having problems?
Yeah, no, it's been totally fine. We have a customer that we're just calling back now. So we have 3 that are being served right now.
Oh, okay. And we only show one phone number that's checked in since yesterday. Can I give you this one phone number and we'll see if it pulls up?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
I'd be 541-974-3908.
And that doesn't come up as a local customer. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it comes up as an Albany customer.
Oh, Albany?
Yeah.
Is it for the name Roy?
I have Brad, Emily, and Peyton under that number.
Oh, is there an address?
There's not.
Oh.
It just says Albany.
Okay. No, actually, I'm not even in the corporate office. I'm actually Brad. I just wanted to see if I could trick you guys into giving me my name. Just for fun.
Okay.
No harm intended. So, yeah, I'm just... Hello? She just hung right up. What was that about? I thought we were sharing a laugh there together, and then all of a sudden she just hangs up on me. That happens a lot on this show. I don't get it. But there you go, another nationwide database of phone numbers. Sort of easy to do. I tried making it easier by just calling in and you know, trying to set up an appointment to get my haircut and then getting my name from them, but they won't do that. They won't take appointments over the phone. At least the ones I called won't. And also, I don't know how far away they can be and still pull up my number, because I did try a couple locations in Delaware on the other side of the country, and they couldn't find my information in their computers. So maybe it's just state by state, or maybe they need to look in a different location in their computer. You'll notice in that one, she didn't have my information at first, but then she's like, oh, wait, here. Yeah, here it is. So she looked somewhere else. So maybe out of state, you have to tell them to look in a different part of the computer. Just like Jiffy Lube used to have to. By the way, this works on pizza places too. You know, they always get your phone number and a lot of times your address. I'm sure this works for Radio Shack. That's one of the very first ones I ever did, like back in the 90s. Radio Shack loves getting people's phone numbers. The only problem with Radio Shack is they're probably not going to be around much longer. I hear they're having troubles. And of course, I'm not giving you this information so that you can go out and steal people's information from their phone numbers. I'm giving you this to protect yourself. You know, be paranoid and give fake names when you're out places handing out your information. Because you don't want me to get it, because I'll just make prank calls to you or something. Did you know you can go into a UPS store and have things printed in 3D now? They have a list on their website, theupsstore.com, of all the locations that currently do this. And like right now, there's closest one to me is an hour away, but there was a bunch of news a week or two ago, like all the UPS stores, they're all going to start offering this service. And that's kind of neat. Some of these locations have been doing this for the past year now, but apparently a lot more are going to be joining up very soon. So I thought it'd be fun to call up some of these UPS stores and just ask a few questions about 3D printing. So let's give that a try.
The UPS store, this is Robert.
Hello, I have some questions about the 3D printing there.
Okay.
Can you tell me how much it's going to cost me to print an iPhone?
To print an iPhone?
Yes.
If you have a file for it, we can look at it, but, you know, it's not going to be a functional iPhone.
Well, why wouldn't it be functional? Why would I get it if it's not functional?
Because everything it prints is just made out of plastic.
No, it's 3D printing. It'll print, like, the screen and batteries and stuff, right?
No.
Did you guys just buy the cheap printer that doesn't do that stuff?
It's not a cheap printer.
Well, it sounds like it is. It can't even print an iPhone.
Well, you couldn't print an iPhone anyways because it's, you know, trademark.
Well, I'll modify the file so the Apple logo isn't on it. So if I do that, can I print the iPhone?
Nope.
Why?
Because everything's printed out of ABS plastic.
Why are you being a dick about it?
I'm not.
It sounds like you are.
Well, it's just not realistic to print an iPhone.
I don't think you know how to use 3D printers because, I mean, that's what they do. They print things in 3D.
If you'd send me a link of one, I would be happy to take a look at it. I've never seen it done.
Good afternoon. The UPS store. This is Vince. Can help you?
Hello. I have a question about your 3D printing.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering how much it would cost to print, like, a pack of cigarettes.
Well, I mean, the cost is based on the file, how much material is actually used to print the object that we're printing.
Okay.
We've printed iPhone cases that I guess would be kind of similar in small size that are... you know, like around $55 to print. If you wanted a quote, I'd be happy to give you a quote if you want to submit a file to me.
Well, that's more than a real pack of cigarettes. Like, are they going to taste better than just regular Camels, or?
No, they're not going to taste any better than regular Camels.
So it'll be the same, like just an exact copy?
Yeah, it just prints an exact copy. It prints it in ABS plastic.
Okay, but it will taste as good as regular cigarettes?
I wouldn't recommend smoking them, no.
Why?
Listen, if you want to talk seriously about 3D printing, I'd be happy to talk to you, but I don't have time for games.
I'm being serious. Why would I print cigarettes if I can't even smoke them?
Okay, thanks anyway.
What? What? Rude fucking people.
UPS store, how can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about your 3D printing.
Yes.
Can I print something that's, I mean, it's sort of copyrighted, but they don't make it anymore?
I'm not sure on that. I know we require it to be a CAD document in STL format. If you have something like that, we can print it. I'm not sure about the copyright, though. Let me double check on that.
Oh, well, we don't have to print the copyrighted logo. I want to print up a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. You know, they used to have that back in the 90s, I think, or maybe the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. But is that going to, like, I don't have the... formula for Crystal Pepsi. Is it going to taste like Crystal Pepsi?
I don't think it does liquids or anything like that.
Well, it has to, because that's what's in the bottle. It's going to be a glass bottle with Crystal Pepsi inside.
The 3D printer, it only makes things out of plastic.
Well, no, it's Pepsi. It's not plastic. Is it going to taste as good as the original Crystal Pepsi? Because, I mean, I don't know if you remember if you're that old, but it was delicious. It was amazing.
Right.
I just want to try it again.
Right, I understand. Yeah, our 3D printer only prints with the plastic that we have.
Okay. Well, I guess we can see how it tastes. How much will it cost?
I'd have to see the file before I could charge you for it or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be in there soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
I'm starting to think I'm just going to get the same answer at every store I call.
Thank you for calling the UPS store. This is Trevor. How can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about 3D printing.
Yes.
Okay, do we need to provide identification?
Like, when you email us the... Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, do I have to give you my driver's license to show you who I am or anything?
Oh, no.
Or I don't have to fill out paperwork or anything?
There's a form that has to get filled out.
Could I put a fake name on it?
I guess if you really wanted to, you could.
Okay, because I'm going to 3D print a gun.
Oh, no, and we can't do that.
Well, no, it'll work. I have the file. And I have the
file. No, I'm saying that we're not allowed to print any guns.
Oh, no, look, I'll slip you some extra money. I've got the file for the gun and the bullets.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we can't do that.
Why?
It's just policy. We can't print any guns.
That's a stupid policy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the way it is.
I'll give you $50 extra. Like, you know, you don't have to tell anyone. 50 bucks extra.
No, I'm sorry, we can't do it.
Man, I really need a gun. I just need a gun. Like, tonight.
I'm sorry.
I need a gun by the end of tonight.
We can't do it.
I really need a gun. What am I going to do?
Sorry.
Come on, I need a gun.
We can't do it, I'm sorry.
This is bullshit.
All right, you have a good day.
Can you 3D print plutonium?
Plutonium, no.
Why not?
I don't know.
Can I just provide like a... I'll provide like a lead-lined container, and we'll just 3D print the plutonium into it.
All right, well... Yeah, I'm sorry we can't print any guns, and I don't even know... Yeah, we can't do that, I don't think.
You can't do plutonium?
No.
What about bombs?
No.
Why?
It's because.
That's stupid.
Is there anything else you need?
Well, you haven't helped me with the first things I need yet. I need to print a gun and plutonium.
Yeah, sorry, we can't do that.
Okay. Is it self-serve? I mean, can I just come in there and use it?
And use what, the printer?
Yeah.
No, you have to send us your file, and we have to pull it through our, like, software and do all that through our computers.
I'll bring my own computer in and just hook it up to the printer.
Yeah, you can't
and
do that.
You guys are going to need to, like, take a smoke break while I quickly print it up.
All right, well, if there's something else I can help you with, you have a good day.
All right, I'll just take my business elsewhere, whatever. What else could I print?
Yes, Lord Chad speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about 3D printing.
Sure.
How much would it cost to 3D print a glass of water?
A glass of water? The cup, or... Because we can't print liquid, yeah.
No, but I want to print the liquid, too.
Yeah, we're not able to print the liquid. It's a solid, yeah. It's not an actual 3D.
Oh, it's not a 3D printer, then?
Yeah, well, it's a 3D, sorry, but it doesn't print like liquid. It can print like the level, and it's basically a solid piece within, but it's not going to be liquid on the inside. It's not
going
to be water.
Do you require, like, is there an age limit on, you know, how old I have to be to use it?
No, you just need to send in a CAD file, and we'll be able to print it out. We'll see if file is compatible, and
Perfect.
We work with you with that.
Because I want to print a six pack of beer.
You're not able to do something like that.
No, it works. I saw it on Voyager. They like print themselves glasses of wine and stuff.
This one is just ABS plastic that we print out, yeah.
So, like, if I print out wine, is it going to be synthetic wine, or is it going to be real wine, like, made from grapes?
No, it's not going to be wine, or there's no liquid that prints out. It's just ABS plastic.
I don't want that synthahol shit, or whatever they called it on Voyager. I want, like, actual... I want to get drunk.
You probably have to buy that at the store, yeah.
No, well, I can't. I'm not old enough. They won't sell it to me. So I'm going to come in, and I'm going to 3D print it.
Sorry, no. We're not able to do that for you if you're not old enough to buy alcohol.
I'll slip you like $10 or something.
No.
$20 for a six pack of beer.
What it is, it's just plastic. It's not alcohol. It's not liquid. We don't print the liquid.
No, I have the file, and it's got liquid in the file.
No, this one won't do that.
No, it will. I know how 3D printing works. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, this one doesn't do that.
You just don't know how to use it. I'll come in there and I'll show you how to use it. In return, you can 3D print me a six-pack of beer.
I'm not going to do that for you.
Why?
Because it doesn't print liquid.
All right.
It's just ABS plastic that it prints out.
How much would it cost to print a AA battery?
For that, it'll be just the shape of the battery. But like I said, yeah, it's not nothing that'll be able... to use. We can print like gears, we can print like solid material, but nothing that contains any liquid or anything.
Yeah, well, battery doesn't contain liquid, so I'm sure that'll work.
Well,
so,
there's battery acid on the inside on some of them.
Oh, well, you quit pretending.
Alkaline,
quit pretending you know how batteries work. You're just a lowly UPS store employee. Now I'm going to print batteries and save money on batteries, so I won't have to buy batteries anymore. I'll just print them.
How are you going to get the batteries to print out? You can't charge. It's just ABS plastic that we print out. It's not regular metal.
No, my file has more than just the plastic stuff in it. My file has everything. How big can you print?
8 inch by 8 inch by 6 inch.
Because I was going to print a Stargate. Can we just scale the Stargate down so it's just 8 inches tall? And I could just put my hamster through it or something?
No.
Okay, if I print a Stargate, will it work with other existing Stargates throughout the galaxy? Or will I have to print my own receiving Stargate to enable to teleport things?
No, it's just, you're not able to, it's just ABS plastic that we print out. There's no other materials or special effects that come with our 3D printing.
No, I've got a file, and it prints Nakwada. Weapons-grade Nakwada.
Awesome, yeah, our file's not able to do that.
No, it's my file. I'll send you the file, and it'll print out a Nakwada Stargate.
Yeah, no, we not able, it's just, like I said, it's
oh my God,
ABS
you're useless. What the hell? All right, thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
I'll take my business elsewhere.
Okay,
you heard it here first. 3D printing sucks. Can't print batteries or iPods or Crystal Pepsi. What the hell? Why even offer the service, you know? Okay, voicemails.
Hey, Brad, this is Jim calling the corporate office. I want to be a technical writer, and I'm also waiting for PLA Radio episode 30. That should come out any day now, I'm assuming.
Get
on
that'll happen.
If you want. On behalf of the Patreon, PLA Radio episode 30. Yeah, all right. Jim, over and out.
That should be a milestone. Should be a Patreon milestone. Make a new episode of PLA Radio. I'm never going to officially end it, so if I ever get bored someday, I can just start it up again.
Yo, you want to hear a joke?
Of course!
Fuck you!
Shit. I knew it.
No, but seriously, I was, listening to, your show yesterday, and holy shit, you called a place that the town that I actually live in, you actually call that place that is literally 5 minutes away from me. Holy shit. That
Yay.
Is fucking awesome. Thank you. I love you.
Ew.
Suck my cactus dick.
Yeah.
And that intro is awfully breathy. Long, long chickity-talkity. Anyhow, hey, okay, how about this? Call people up. And call people in rich neighborhoods and with recycling programs. And like, we can't recycle your stuff. It's not eco-friendly. You're shopping at the wrong store.
What a great idea. I could say that the stuff they're putting in the recycle bin is kind of hobo-y. You know, it's not really up to par with our rich neighborhood lifestyle. Yeah, let's give this a try. Let's call up some people in one of my favorite cities in America. I'm not going to mention which one, but I bet some of you can guess. It's kind of early, though. I don't know if people are going to be home.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lynn?
No, this is her daughter.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from Waste Management. Here in town.
Uh-huh.
And we're just like concerned about your recycling.
Okay.
The stuff you're putting out to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not very becoming of the neighborhood, you know? Like you're using kind of generic products, like low rent hobo stuff.
I don't live here, so I can't really.
Yeah, is your mom having financial problems?
You're clearly talking to the wrong person.
Oh, well, is your mom having financial problems or something? It just seems like she's. You know, she's...
Oh my God, this is the greatest phone call ever.
Why do you say that?
Because it's amusing.
Oh, I'm not trying to be amusing. I'm just saying, like, you know, the stuff she's throwing away is not really the class of recycling that we're used to here. Are you living there unauthorized? Because is it you? Is it you that's throwing away the, you know, takeout pizza and just stuff that we don't normally do here? What's your problem? Why are you laughing at me? I don't get it.
Oh my gosh, I missed having normal home phone lines because then fun things like this happen.
Yeah, you had to sign up. Well, so are you living there then? Are you living there right now?
I totally should sign up.
Yeah, totally. Where's your mom at?
Good question. Maybe I'm a sad, abandoned child.
Oh, my God. I hate you. You're ruining this prank call. Hello? Ma'am? All right. Well, that was unexpected. So far, the Oregon person that sent that message, your idea sucks. It's not working out too good. By the way, I only listened to one of your, 10 messages that you've sent in the past week. I'm not going to, you're leaving like really long messages and a lot of them. And I'm just not going to listen to them all. I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that. What are you trying to do? Flood my voicemail? Okay, well, let me try another one. I got to figure out what to say to these people. What do I say? Do I say that, what wouldn't rich people put in their recycling that would make them hobo-y? I wish this was a live show so I could ask the chat room for their input, because I'm sure you guys would have amazing ideas that I could steal. But no, this is pre-recorded.
Hello?
Hello, Rodney?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Waste Management.
Yes.
And there's a small problem with your recycling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're throwing away poor people's stuff. And it makes us look like...
Excuse me, I want to get this right. Will you start again, please?
Okay, you're throwing away poor people's stuff. You're making the city look like hobos.
I don't really understand what you're saying.
You're making it look like the entire city is a bunch of hobos living here.
I don't know if this is a joke or what. This doesn't sound like Waste Management.
Well, how would you know what we sound like? Have you ever called here?
It's just not a business sounding call. So okay. I don't know who you are or what you want.
Well, I'm sorry if the trash company doesn't sound businessy enough for you.
Yeah, I'm not in the market. I don't want to buy anything.
I'm not selling you anything, stupid. I'm telling you that you need to learn how to recycle.
Well, you shouldn't be talking to a stupid person.
What? Aw, now I feel bad. I hurt his feelings. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I wanted to make him mad. What the hell? Okay, person in Oregon, your idea is just getting worse. Worse and worse. By the minute. This is a hobo idea.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Fishback?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Waste Management.
Uh-huh.
And we found a really expensive ring in your recycle bin.
You did?
Yeah, and I'm keeping it.
Well, okay.
It's mine now.
Okay.
And also, you put a pizza box in the recycle bin, and you can't do that. Because pizza, there's grease on the box. And, it's not recyclable. You got to just throw that in the trash.
Okay, didn't think we had a pizza box in there. But.
Oh, well, maybe a neighbor threw it in there because they didn't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems to happen a lot at your place, so I think it's probably you. You don't have to deny it. Just stop doing it.
Okay, who is this?
This is Dave from Waste Management.
Okay, Dave. That's a really weird conversation.
Okay, well...
What was the thing about the ring?
Oh, forget about that. Never mind. No, mainly it's just the pizza box. You can't throw pizza boxes in the recycling because it has grease on it. And that messes up the entire system. Like if they throw your pizza box into their big recycling machine and it has grease on it, that messes up the machine.
Yeah,
and it
okay.
Ruins,
well,
ruins...
Hey, Dave, what's your number there?
It ruins the entire load.
Dave, what's your number there?
And we lose more than one pizza box because of that, thanks to you. It's like the entire load has to just be thrown in the trash. Regular trash, not even recycled.
What's your number there, Dave?
Why? What do you need that for?
I'm just going to call you back so I can maybe write a letter and apologize.
No, if you can just apologize to me right now over the phone, that'd be perfect. But it has to be a sincere apology. She hung up.
Hello?
Hello, Lois.
Oh, it's Karen.
Oh, hey, Karen. This is Dave from Waste Management.
Yeah.
For your recycling.
Yeah.
And you can't put money into the recycle bin. Like, it's not a recyclable material because, there's metals. There's that metal strip in your money. And you can't recycle money.
What money?
There is a bunch of money in your recycle bin.
There is?
Yeah.
What kind of money?
Oh, 20s, $20 bills mostly.
What are you talking about?
In the recycle bin. You know, it's just for paper. It's for paper and cardboard. And you put money in there.
Who would put money in there?
That's what I'm asking. Like, what the hell? I don't understand. No, this doesn't usually happen.
Oh, well.
But you're not allowed to do that.
Was that picked up today?
It is earlier this week. I don't know which day we have you scheduled.
Wait, today is when the recycling gets picked up.
Oh, yeah. It must have been today then. Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, how would we get that back?
Oh, no. You've recycled it. It's ours now. Actually, it's mine. I'm going to spend it.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Felipe?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Scott from Waste Management.
Yes.
And there was a rock in your recycle bin today. You know, just a rock from like outside or something.
Uh-huh.
And you can't put rocks in the recycle. I don't know if you're like born in a barn or something, but no, we can't put rocks.
Excuse me?
You can't put rocks in the recycle bin.
I don't need to. You know, those cans sit out for 24 hours. Anybody can do whatever they want.
Oh, don't blame it on other people.
You have a gardener.
Take some responsibility.
And I don't need to be condescended by you.
I'm sorry I condescended you.
I do not.
Just take some responsibility for yourself and just admit that you put the rock in there.
I have no idea what recycle bin you're even talking about.
Then why are you blaming it on the gardener? That's rude. That's really mean.
Excuse me? What is your name?
You're being an asshole. You're blaming, you know, that your gardener.
What is your name?
I already told you. My name is Scott.
Scott, what is your last name?
Look, just stop putting rocks in the recycle bin and everything will be fine.
I cannot believe you.
Well,
are you calling from the recycle or the waste management company?
Well, they're both the same. I'm with the recycle side, though. But look, we can't recycle rocks. Don't be dumb. Don't put any more rocks in.
I cannot believe you did that. I don't even know what this rock looks like.
I didn't do it. You're the one that did it. You're the one that put it in there.
How would I know that I did that? Do you think that I am that callous?
I have no idea. I don't even know you, ma'am. I just know that you're putting rocks in your recycle bin, and that's dumb. So dumb.
I am calling your boss.
Why?
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, for enforcing the rules. You're going to get me fired?
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. K?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from Waste Management.
Yes.
And I was just calling about the trash, you know, the stuff you've been recycling, like your cardboards and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like you're buying cheap brands of stuff. And it makes
us, what?
You know, just cheap brands of everything. You know, like the cheap stuff, like you can't afford the expensive things. And I was wondering if you could just stop. Whoa.
We're on a don't call list.
What? No, I'm not a telemarketer, you dummy. I'm with the waste management here in town.
Oh, okay. Because we keep getting all kinds of calls. You say cheap brands?
Yeah. You know, you make us look like a bunch of hobos in this neighborhood when you just only buy cheap stuff, and that's what I see in your recycle. You're just buying cheap crap, like generic brands from the store, really?
What is your name?
My name is Dave from Waste Dave? Management.
Dave, what is your last name?
Gerbel.
And the purpose of your call?
Well, I want you to stop acting like a hobo and buy real brand names for once, okay? All right. You know the next time he goes to the store, he's going to think twice before buying something cheap now. He's going to be like, oh crap, they're on to me. I got to buy Kraft macaroni instead of Walmart macaroni. Because I'm sure he goes to Walmart.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. Marston?
Yes, who is this speaking?
This is Scott from Waste Management.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in that. Thank you.
Well,
anyway.
No, we're from your trash pickup, ma'am.
Oh, I see, from our trash pickup?
Yeah, your recycle bin. And we found a bunch of money in your recycle bin today.
You're kidding.
No. And I just needed to let you know there was money in your recycle bin, so you got to be careful with that and not throw your money in the recycle bin.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize who you were, or I wouldn't have said what I did.
Oh,
but anyway,
yeah.
How much money do I get back?
Oh, none. No, we're not allowed to give it back. It's policy. Actually, I have to rip it up.
Are you kidding?
No, of course not.
Well, how much was it?
I'm ripping it up right now. Look, there's 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 110. There we go. Okay, yeah. It looks like about $300.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And but, what was it in an envelope?
Yeah, and it was an envelope, and it said, it belongs to Alice. That's not you, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't have ripped it up.
Well, are you kidding? Who are you speaking about? Are you really serious?
No, I was just kidding about that part. No, there was no money. No, what I'm calling is because you keep putting things in your recycle bin that are like generic brand names with boxes and stuff. And it makes us look like hobos. You know, the whole neighborhood looks like hobos if you have cheap brand name stuff. You know, no brand names. You know.
Well, what do you mean? Like things that I've purchased that are in boxes?
Yeah. Just, you know, spring a little bit extra for the real brands instead of, you know, like Walmart brand and stuff like that. Because, oh my gosh, are you a hobo or something? Only a hobo would buy generic cookies and stuff.
Oh no, I don't do things like that. I don't buy cookies anyway.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm just saying. For example, you know, just stop buying hobo stuff from the grocery store. You know, you're buying all these,
buy hobo stuff ever.
Oh no,
what is your name?
No, we can. You don't have to lie or anything. We can tell from your recycle bin that you buy all this hobo merchandise. And it makes
what are you calling about?
It makes the neighborhood look bad. That's why I'm calling, because you're buying too much hobo stuff, and I'm required by a city ordinance to let you know about this.
And why did you tell me about money that I had put in when I didn't do it?
Oh, I was just trying to lighten the mood, you know, because you were so rude at me at first, and I thought a joke would kind of, you know, just lighten the mood.
Well, you know why I was rude? Do you want to know why?
No, not really. It sounds like a boring story. Please don't tell it.
The point is that people call all the time and try to sell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Practically 3 or 4 times a day.
You know how many times people call me and try and sell me things? Like 0 times per year because I have a cell phone like the rest of America? I mean, what the hell? Uh-huh. Why do you have a home phone?
I don't have a cell phone.
Well, get a cell phone and it'll stop. I mean, like, why are you going to...
Why are you telling me all this stuff?
Well, why are you going to complain about telemarketers if you have a home phone? That's all they can call is home phones. If you get rid of your home phone, no more telemarketers.
Well, I don't believe in telemarketers. I don't believe in them. I would never buy anything over the phone anyway.
Yeah, but they won't bother you if you get a cell phone.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Okay. And stop buying so much hobo shit. Please.
I still don't know what hobo shit is.
You know, just, you know, you're buying generic brands. And we don't even recycle that stuff here. We're not allowed to because it's...
A generic brand is... Name one. What is a generic brand?
You know, like if you go to Walmart and you get like the Walmart stuff.
I never shop at Walmart.
Yeah, but you always buy the generic stuff. Like you don't buy name brand. Like you don't buy Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. You buy generic cornflakes.
I shop at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
And I only buy their things.
Yeah, you're buying Trader Joe's brands.
I don't buy generic brands. What are you talking about?
Come on. Stop acting like you're a hobo and buy the real stuff.
What would be real?
You know, like name brand spaghetti sauce.
I don't eat spaghetti.
Name
I
brands.
Can't eat spaghetti.
I'm just giving you an example. God.
I don't think we better talk anymore. You don't sound real to me. Goodbye.
Well, no, you're just getting on my nerves, ma'am. You're getting on my nerves. Okay, I think I'm done with this. That was fun. Thanks, Oregon person, for the idea. That was fun. I'm going to have to do that again sometime. But I'll put more thought and effort into it. I don't even remember what your original idea was. I just started going with the hobo stuff. I probably ruined whatever the actual idea was, but I tried. did my best. I got a message from Daryl on Twitter while I was putting the show together today, and he wants to know where to get a PLA latch hook kit, because I already posted it on my Instagram, so he's seen it. And I don't know where to get them. Utah Kurt got it from someone on eBay, because I think I received, along with the latch hook kit, an eBay, please leave me feedback letter. But anyway, yeah, Utah Kurt, you need to let us know in the comments of this show on phonelosers.org where to order custom latch hook kits. And I'm sure you can just go into like a Hobby Lobby or a Michaels or something and pick up latch hook stuff. I would assume those places have that kind of thing, probably. But Utah Kurt, let us know who the eBay person is. Let us know the link to the auction or whatever. Because that was kind of cool how they did it. They included a printout of the PLA logo in latch hook form, with all the boxes and squares and stuff, so I knew exactly how to make it. I didn't have to do any thinking, really. Okay, that's the end of the show. I quit. I'm gonna go have some pizza or something. I'm starving. Thank you, everyone, for listening and for supporting the show. If you're not supporting the show, then goddammit, go to patreon.com/phonelosers and support the show. And you're guaranteed a place in heaven if you do that, so it's totally worth it. Be sure to add us on MySpace at myspace.com/PLA Radio. That's where you can get all the latest news about, Phone Losers and the Snowplow Show and everything else related to our shenanigans. MySpace.com/PLA Radio.
Somebody wrong song.
Mary, have you ever thought of changing the title?
Well, no. Not until tonight.